From WILL's Illinois Newsroom, this is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. It's Election Day, Tuesday, November 3rd. Coming up, we'll look at the possibility of delays in getting election results amid much higher mail-in vote totals in 2020. That story from Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows is just ahead. But first, these headlines. Governor J.B. Pritzker is urging Illinoisans to be patient with election results ahead of a highly unusual election day in the middle of a pandemic. Local election authorities around Illinois will be counting a record number of mail-in ballots beginning when polls close tonight. Already, more than 3.5 million Illinoisans have cast their ballots early, either via mail or early in person. Mail-in ballots postmarked by today will be counted if they're received all the way up until November 17th. It could make a difference in some close races, including the ballot question over Pritzker's signature plan to amend Illinois' constitution to allow for a graduated income tax.
Every vote must be counted, particularly on the national level. It is very important that we are patient with the presidential election. We may very well not know who won the election on Wednesday, let alone Tuesday night.
Pritzker also warned against trusting unreliable news sources for election results. The Illinois National Guard is in a state of readiness in case they need to be deployed on election night or the days following. Many local college students voting in their first election say they've already taken advantage of early voting. Several say issues like human rights, racial justice, and climate change are most important to them. Jennifer Villanueva, a senior at the University of Illinois, voted last week at the Illini Union.
The political climate has been very, terrifying and scary for some folks. And, I kind of want to change that vote. I want to see if, there's could be change in that.
Kia Johnson, a junior from Parkland College who is casting a ballot for the first time, says voting in this election is personal.
I come from, people that pretty much, didn't have the right to vote, both gender-wise and race. So my father just always stressed the importance to me of, this is, your right as an American citizen, and, make sure to always vote because you want to make sure that your voice is heard.
As part of the Election Day holiday in Illinois, college classes have been canceled, and school officials are encouraging all eligible students to vote. Illinois' daily COVID-19 cases continue to climb as the state implements mitigation efforts across several regions. Average daily case numbers have risen by 86% over the last 3 weeks. State public health officials announced more than 6,200 new COVID-19 cases yesterday. An additional 20 deaths in the last day brings the state's total fatalities to more than 9,800. The state's 7-day positivity rate is now 8.1%. Amid rising COVID-19 cases, the Illinois Department of Public Health is deploying mobile testing units across central Illinois. One mobile testing unit will be on the campus of Danville Area Community College each day through Sunday from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. The state's testing site at Marketplace Mall in Champaign also remains open every day from 8 a.m. to 4 p.m. or while daily testing supplies last. You can find the most up-to-date mobile testing schedule at dph.illinois.gov/testing, then click on Mobile Testing Sites. Still to come, what should we expect tonight when it comes to getting election results? We'll hear from local election officials with Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows. That's next on 217 Today.
This election night, you can count on WILL bringing you election results and reactions as they happen, including special live national coverage from NPR, along with local and state coverage from Illinois Newsroom. I'm Steve Moore. Join me and 21st host Brian Mackey as we hear the latest from journalists set up around the state on key races and ballot referendums. Special election night coverage begins at 6 p.m. Tuesday, November 3rd, here on AM 580, FM 90.9, and streaming online at illinoisnewsroom.org.
This is 217 Today. I'm Brian Moline. On this election day, there's lots of speculation on whether we'll have election results on election night or if it will take longer to know who voters have chosen for president. Illinois Newsroom's Jim Meadows reports on one part of that question, the possibility for election delays in Illinois.
Election officials at both the local and state levels say voter turnout is much higher than normal in this election, spurred in part by the number of voting options available in Illinois.
Yes, it does feel like we're basically running three elections at one time. Election day, obviously, the early vote, and then vote by mail, all of which require election judges and staff to process.
That's Macon County Clerk Josh Tanner, who notes a big increase in mail-in ballots. Macon County's previous record for mail-in ballots was just over 2,000 in the 2018 election. But this year, a new state law expanded mail-in voting in response to concerns about COVID-19. And Macon County had collected over 9,000 mail-in ballots as of last Thursday. Champaign County Clerk Aaron Ammon says mail-in voting is up in his county, too, but he doesn't think Illinois will be late in announcing its presidential vote, partly because he doesn't think it will be close.
I don't know of anything that would hold up the vote count or our contribution to the presidential election in the state of Illinois. I think it's pretty clear that Illinois is going to be blue, so I don't think that's going to be a major factor.
But like a few other states, Illinois election officials will be receiving some ballots after the polls close, notably mail-in ballots that are postmarked by today but don't reach election authorities until later. Under Illinois law, election officials can continue to collect properly postmarked ballots for another 2 weeks until they officially certify them on November 17th. The election count tonight is unofficial. Illinois counted late-arriving ballots in past elections, too, but State Board of Elections spokesman Matt Dietrich says this year the number of mail-in ballots is much higher.
We are seeing a situation where we could possibly see a significant portion of the vote coming in after Election Day, and we could see fairly significant changes in those election night numbers.
That means in some very close contests, the election result might look one way tonight, but a different way on November 17th. This actually happened 2 years ago in Macon County. On election night, the Republican candidate for sheriff, Jim Root, seemed to be the winner by 99 votes. But 2 weeks later, provisional and late-arriving mail-in ballots put Democrat Tony Brown in office by a one-vote margin. A recount effort still awaits a judge's ruling. Josh Tanner, the Macon County clerk, says if you have a mail-in ballot you haven't mailed yet, you can avoid adding to the problem by taking it to your local election office today.
And at this point in time, we're encouraging people to hand deliver it, which is an option. They can hand deliver it to my office, or they can authorize another person to hand deliver it. That just gets it in here faster, gets it into the ballot box, and it's one less thing that the voter has to worry about.
In Champaign County, you can also drop your mail-in ballot in one of the 7 election drop boxes around Champaign-Urbana. Those ballots will be collected for tabulation when the polls close at 7 p.m. However they're delivered, local election officials say they're committed to making every vote count, even if the final tabulation is not finished tonight. I'm Jim Meadows, Illinois Newsroom.
Delays or not, we'll bring you election night coverage starting at 6 p.m. on WILL AM 580 and FM 90.9. And you can view results as they come in on major races after the polls close at 7 at IllinoisNewsroom.org. And finally, we've got some nice weather for Election Day. Meteorologist Andrew Pritchard says it will be sunny and warmer today with a high of 66 degrees. That's it for today. 217 Today is produced by Olivia Butts. Reporting today contributed by Hannah Meisel, Jim Meadows, and Chris Evans with his team of University of Illinois student journalists. Music by the Kilbourne Alley Blues Band. Reginald Hardwick is our news director. I'm Brian Moline. 217 Today is a production of Illinois Public Media. Thanks for listening, and we'll talk to you again tomorrow. If you haven't already, please vote.